It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said, that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to participate in this silsila of Madani channel, Blessings of Quran. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila we will discuss the ayat number 152 of Surah Al-Baqarah, in which Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. So you remember me, I shall remember you. And be grateful to me and never be ungrateful. In this ayah kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that, O people, since I have bestowed upon you many ni'mats, many bounties, due to my own mercy, my fadl, my blessing, you should also do two things. And one of those two things is that you should remember me. And secondly, you should be grateful and thankful for my ni'mats, for my bounties. And as a result, because of my dhikr, your mentioning your dhikr would be elevated and you will be publicized and your name would be everywhere. And don't ever become unthankful. Because if you become unthankful, you become ungrateful, your ni'mats can be snatched away. You should remember me with ita'at, by following me. I will remember you with my mercy. You remember me in the dunya, in this world. I will remember you in the hereafter, in the akhirat. You remember me on top of the earth, and I will remember you when you are inside the earth, means when you are in the grave. You remember me in your locations, in your cities where people live, and I will remember you when you are all alone in the jungle. You remember me when you are at ease. I will remember you when you are struck with calamities. You remember me while striving in my path. I will remember you by giving you hidayat and guidance. You remember me with the truthfulness and with sincerity. I will remember you by setting you free from all the difficulties and troubles. You remember me in your life as me being your Rabb. You remember my Rabubiyat. I'm your sustainer. And I will remember you at the time of death that you are my Abd and you are my slave. You should say, Rabbi, Rabbi, O my Lord, O my Lord. And I will remember you as Abdi, Abdi, O my Banda, O my slave. Ulama Ikram say that four bounties are attained by four things. When you make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, your dhikr is made by Allah Azza wa Jal because you have remembered Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So if you want to be remembered by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, you need to remember Him. And qubuliyat, acceptance, is attained by dua, by supplication. So when you make dua, your dua would be accepted. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, Ud'uni astajib lakum. And when you make shukr, your ni'mat is increased. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, La in shakartum la azidannakum. Ulama ikram say that dhikr ilahi or dhikrullah is of three types. One dhikr is maqbool, one dhikr is mahboob, and one dhikr is mardood. Maqbool dhikr means accepted dhikr. Is that dhikr which one does to free himself from the punishment of Jahannam, or with the hope of attaining Jannat, entering paradise. And as a result, person gets peace from the fire of hell and he is granted Jannat. This dhikr is called dhikr maqbool. And the number two is dhikr mahboob. This dhikr is done just for the love of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So the person's intention is not about getting Jannat or setting himself free from the Azab or from Jahannam. Person is in love with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and because of that love, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he becomes mahboob and beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he attains such station in spirituality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith Qudsi that I become his eyes through which he sees. I become his ears through which he hears. And I become his feet through which he walks. So in other words, he becomes the manifestation of the powers and the qualities and the attributes of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. As we have read in Quran Kareem, there are many miracles, there are many karamat of Awliya Allah which are mentioned in Quran Kareem. For example, Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha, she touched a dry tree of date and suddenly it became green and gave fruits at the same time. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam used to make dead people alive. And there are many other examples. For example, Hazrat Asif bin Barkhiya radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose story has been mentioned in Quran Kareem in Surah An-Naml. When Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam said that, I want the throne of Bilqis, which was in Sana'a, which was in Yemen, before she comes to me submitting herself. Who can bring that? قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ. Afrit, a jinn, stood up and he said, O Sulaiman alayhi salam, I will bring it before you dismiss the session of your parliament. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam wanted earlier than that. Then a wali in the ummat of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, a slave, a ghulam of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, an alim-e-deen, a person who had the knowledge of book, he stood up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ عِلْمٌ مِّنَ الْكِتَابِ أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ تَرْفُكَ. Then a person who had the knowledge of book, he said, I will bring it before the blink of your eyes. فَلَمَّ رَعَاهُ مُسْتَقِرًا. And when he saw the throne was lying in front of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. There is extraordinary power. This is actually the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is the station, this is the martaba which those people attain and achieve who are in love with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And without any giving and taking, without any intention of getting this or getting that, because of the love of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, they make dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So that dhikr is called dhikr mahbub. And the third degree of dhikr is dhikr mardood. And dhikr mardood is that dhikr which is rejected. And a dhikr which is done with wrong intentions, with riya, with showing off, that dhikr is not accepted in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, that dhikr is mardood. There are many virtues of dhikr and shukr, which are mentioned in the books of ahadith. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will share some with our viewers. Dhikrullah is one of the best ibadat. It is mentioned in many ahadith, the virtues, the fadail of dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. So some of the ahadith, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will quote in our discourse. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, a nation which does the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, angels cover them with their wings. And the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal encircles them as well, and they get the satisfaction of heart and peace of heart, and Allah Azza wa Jal remembers them amongst the angels. This hadith is in Muslim Sharif. When a slave of Allah Azza wa Jal becomes beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal because of nawafil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes his ears through which he hears. He becomes his eyes through which he sees. He becomes his hands through which he holds or he catches. He becomes his feet through which he walks. This hadith is in Bukhari Sharif. It means that the powers of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal are manifested from that person. It is actually the act of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, but it happens from the hand of a slave of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And it's mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, the best of the actions is this, that the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is on the tongue of the person, and he leaves this world in the same state. And also mentioned in one hadith mubarakah, the gatherings of dhikr are the gardens from the gardens of paradise. Also mentioned in hadith mubarakah, the one who remembers Allah Azza wa Jal in his heart, Allah Azza wa Jal also remembers him alone. And the one who remembers Allah Azza wa Jal in a gathering, Allah Azza wa Jal remembers that person in a gathering which is better than his gathering. That is actually the gathering of angels. also mentioned in Hadith-i Mubarakah that there is beauty of every house. And the beauty of the masjid, which is the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, is dhikrullah and dhakireen, those who make the dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Also mentioned in Tabarani and in Durr-e Manthoor, that some people on the Day of Judgment would be sitting on the thrones of light. And people would envy them. And who are these people? They are those who used to make dhikrullah together. They used to get together in order to make dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And also mentioned in one of the Hadith-i Mubarakah that some angels, they move around and they look for the gatherings of dhikr. And wherever they find a gathering of dhikr, they cover and encircle that gathering. And then they present themselves in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they say, we are coming from those people who were reciting your book and they were sending durood and salutations and salawat upon your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal says that we have forgiven them. And then the angels say, there were some people who without any intention came and joined that gathering. They coincidentally, they were just passing by and they heard that a mahfil of dhikrullah is conducted and they came and joined. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have forgiven them as well. So we understand from here that a person who is a companion, who is a friend of a person who is dhakir, who makes the dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, he would also get the benefit and he would also be forgiven. From this ayah kareema, we have learnt many madani pearls. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will share some with our viewers. That dhikrullah removes the rust of the hearts. And dhikrullah is actually the water of mercy for the sick hearts. Sick hearts means that those hearts which are engaged in sinning and they are habitual sinners and they don't get chance and tawfiq to make ibadat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. They don't ponder upon akhirah. Their whole life is spent in wrongdoings and in sinning. So if they want to change their condition, then what they need to do is to engage in dhikrullah. Of course, the farz ibadat they have to perform at all times. And we also learn that dhikrullah is the peace for the hearts. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Be aware that hearts get satisfaction with the dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is the food for the soul, food for the hearts. When your body is hungry, you are restless. And when your soul is hungry, your soul, your heart is restless. You provide food to your body, your restlessness is gone. You find rest, you find peace. So when you provide the food of heart, which is dhikrullah, then you get satisfaction and you get peace of heart. Dhikrullah removes the difficulties. Adam alayhi salam's tawbah got accepted because of dhikrullah. As mentioned in Quran Kareem, Fatalaqqa Adamu min Rabbihi kalimat. The kalimat which were revealed upon Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, those were the kalimat of dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Yunus alayhi salam, with the barakah of dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, came out from the stomach of a fish. And the ark of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam found its place on a Judi mountain because he made dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, as it is mentioned in Quran Kareem, Bismillahi majriha wa mursaha. So we understand from this that if we make the dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, we can be set free from difficulties, sorrows, troubles and musibat. And when we have time of difficulty, we need to do dhikrullah. Difficulty can be removed. As we are advised that when there is drought, no rain coming, we should perform salat istisqa. And salat is also dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And when you have some problems, you are undecided, you are confused, and you want help, and you are in this difficulty, you don't know which way to go, we are ordered to perform namaz of istikhara, or salat of istikhara. When a child is born, we should give adhan in the ears of the child that's newly born. And when person is dying, he must read shahada, he must read la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And when we sneeze, we must say alhamdulillah. When we are surprised and we see or hear something wonderful, then we must say subhanallah. And when we hear something bad, then too we must make dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and we must say ma'adallah. And when we visit a sick person, we must say alhamdulillah. Teach him that he must be praising Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in all states, in all conditions. And when we are angry, we are ordered to say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This means that in every state, in every condition, sitting, standing, sleeping, getting up, eating, or whatever you do, whichever, you know, state you are in, or whatever dimension of life you are facing, there is particular dhikr which our deen has given us. So we can stay as dhakireen and we get the benefit of that in the hereafter. Is of two types. Zubani dhikr, or dhikr with the tongue, or qalbi dhikr, dhikr with the heart. Dhikr with the heart is greater than the dhikr with the tongue. Because when person dies, his tongue is closed, meaning his tongue does not function. So he does not make dhikr with the tongue. But heart does not stop. Not the physical heart, means the ruh. Ruh does not stop. The function of ruh continues. And ruh is engaged in the dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And the one whose heart is dhakir, the one whose heart makes the dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will die on the dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Also, when person is sleeping, or when person is talking with other people, his tongue is not in the dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. But the person whose heart is zakir, whose heart makes zikr, he is zakir at all times. And some of the people who make dhikr with the heart are such that from which our gathering they pass through, everyone who sees them and everyone who comes in touch with them, they all become dhakireen and they all engage in the dhikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. There is dhikr bil jahar and there is a sirri dhikr, mean loud zikr and soft zikr, silent zikr. In the khandan Naqshbandiya, a great silsila of ruhaniya, Khafi dhikr or silent dhikr is adopted. Because in silent dhikr, there is no riya, there is no show off. So there's a beautiful reason and there's a beautiful intention behind. And as far as the other silsilas are concerned, they believe in loud zikr and they have their own beautiful reasons. That when person makes zikr, he hits on his heart. And with the hitting of zikr on the heart, the rust is removed and person's heart becomes clean. And also, if you are feeling sleepy, you wake up, your sleep is gone. And with the loud zikr, others also get motivated and find enthusiasm in making zikrullah. And shaitan runs away when he hears the zikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And up to where his voice reaches, everything would be witness of his iman on the day of judgment. See, they all have beautiful reasons. And they all are haq. They all are on the right path. And they all are the beloveds of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Then, there are many adhkar which are mentioned in many narrations as afzalu dhikr or best of the dhikr. In one narration it is said that kalima tayyiba la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah is the best of all the dhikrs. And in some narrations it is mentioned that tilawat of Quran Kareem is the best dhikr. Because on every letter, on every harf which you recite, you get 10 good deeds. And in some narrations, it is mentioned that the best zikr is tawbah and istighfar. Because with tawbah and istighfar, you are given freedom from calamities and sorrows and difficulties. And there is barakah in your sustenance, in your rosy, because of tawbah and istighfar. And some riwayat mention that afzal dhikr is durood sharif. Reciting durood or salutations or salawat upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in some narrations it is said that subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim is the best zikr. And it is also mentioned in one narration that Tasbih-e-Fatima, reading 33 times Subhanallah and reading 33 times Alhamdulillah and reading 34 times Allahu Akbar, that is the best zikr. But the decision of ishq, the decision of love, is that the best zikr is sending durood and salutations and salawat and salutations upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because in durood sharif, there is zikrullah. Allahumma salli ala. There is zikrullah. There is zikr of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is dua for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who cares about us so much that at every occasion, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala done any favor upon him, he remembered us. When he was born, he was making dua for his ummah. When he was put in his blessed grave, his lips were moving. And Hazrat Qusam bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says that I went down, tried to listen what my beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. He was saying, Rabbi habli ummati. And on the night of Miraj, when he had the biggest ni'mah bestowed upon him, he did not forget us. So we must also make dua for him. And in durood sharif, there is dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to elevate his station and raise his station. So according to Ashkane Rasul, according to those who are in love with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say Durood Sharif is the best of all the adhkar. And then the second part of the ayat is shukr. Shukr is also ibadat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. We must always be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many stages and there are many degrees in the matter of shukr. The lowest daraja, the lowest station of shukr is that every ni'mat that we have, we must believe and think that this ni'mat is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because of my skills, not because of my education, not because of my expertise, not because of my experience. So everything that I have is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon me or granted me. And then a degree higher than that is that whenever we get the ni'mat of Allah Azza wa Jal, we should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make ta'reef of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And a higher degree than that is that we should refrain from sins. And then one higher than that is that we should not spend any ni'mat of Allah Azza wa Jal in sinning, in disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like many people would use their hard-earned money in haram things, in gambling, in drinking, doing other many haram things. That's not shukr. And a degree higher than that is that every ni'mat that we have, we should spend in the ibadat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the highest degree of shukr. And this is really what Islam wants from us, what Shariat wants from us, what Tariqat wants from us, that whatever we possess, all our resources, we must use them in the ibadat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to make our hereafter better. And as far as awam, the public, the laymen are concerned, their shukr is that they should take out a share for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all the ni'mats and the bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon them. For example, they should spend some breaths in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal by thinking about the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They should do some actions with the hands and the feet which are only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And during the day and during the night, they should spend some time which is solely for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, in ibadat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is shukr. And as far as special friends of Almighty Allah are concerned, their level of shukr is very high. That every breath that they take and every second or every moment that they spend is for Allah Azza wa Jal. And when they eat for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when they sleep for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. When they drink water, they drink for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So their bodies can get some power, some rest and recharging. So they can spend their time in the ibadat of Allah Azza wa Jal with special concentration. And everything that they do in accordance with the sunnat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the shukr of special people. So they are sitting, they are standing, they are living, they are dying. Everything is in accordance with the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a beautiful story that would give us many lessons. Hazrat Abu Hazim radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked about the shukr of an eye. He said, the shukr of the eye is when you see something good, then express that. Show to other people. And when you see an evil, hide it away. That is the shukr of an eye. But unfortunately, when we see good things of people, we don't talk with other people. And when we see bad things of other people, we publicize them, we go and tell everyone, we share with everyone. So that is not the shukr of the ni'mat of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is I that we doing. And when he was asked about the shukr of the ear, he said, the shukr of the ear is that you should listen to good things and remember them. And when you hear bad things, you must forget them. And he was asked about the shukr of hands. He said, the shukr of this ni'mat of hands is that you should hold with these hands for what these hands are made for. Not the wrong things, not hurting people, not stealing. These hands are made to help yourself in good things and help others. Hold Quran Kareem. You know, eat with them. These hands will help you when you make wuzu, when you make istinja, when you purify yourself, when you take bath, when you make ghusl, when you earn halal rizq. These hands are made for that, not for the wrong things. And he was asked, what's the shukr of the stomach? That he replied, the shukr of the stomach is that in the lower part of the stomach, you should keep food, and in the higher part of the stomach, you should have ilm, knowledge of deen. And he was asked about the shukr of private part. He replied that the shukr of private part is that private part should be used only for your legally wedded wife. And he was asked the shukr of the feet. He said the shukr of the feet is to help those who don't have hands and who don't have feet. Then he said that the one who does all these things, he's a complete shakir. He makes the complete shukr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Also, we touched earlier about the qalbi zikr. Qalbi zikr has got no voice. As these days, many people, they take out voices from the throat and funny voices are produced, and they are indeed coming from the throat, but they say it's qalbi zikr. Qalbi zikr has got no voice because qalb, heart, does not produce voice. It does not talk. Qalbi zikr is actually pondering upon the being, the zaat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, pondering upon the qualities and the attributes of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, pondering upon deen, pondering upon the ni'mats of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. That is qalbi zikr. So therefore, we must not be confused when someone tells us this is qalbi zikr and that is actually from the throat and voice is produced from the throat and there are no proper pronunciations of Arabic words like Allah, O Allahu, O la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. The voices which are produced are very similar to music which people play from their tongues or from their throats or from their mouths. Therefore, when we talk about qalbi zikr, it must be clearly understood that qalbi zikr is concentration upon the zaat and the sifat and the ni'mat and deen. That is actually qalbi zikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we may remain in the zikr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. May our tongue, our qalb, our heart and every part of our body is in the zikr and the shukr of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So we can also be remembered by our Lord amongst the angels. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.